Is this the lamest attempt to take over the world in recorded history? Who would think you could impact the whole wide world with a genetic sequence generated by infecting monkey kidney cells with a coronavirus? But that's apparently what happened. On the surface, it looks like a combination of the cargo cult and the Keystone Cops. But maybe there's more to it than meets the eye. I guess it was in the beginning of 2020 when I first found out about COVID. It took me about 20 minutes on the internet to come to the conclusion that it was all some kind of government scam. A lot of follow-up research has only augmented that conclusion. But the whole thing still doesn't make sense, at least to me. Possibly the vaxxers have benevolent intentions, and the anti-vaxxers will come to realize they were wrong to be suspicious. I don't think that's likely, but I mention it here because it is apparently a belief held by many people. For me, the obvious reason not to take the vax is that it just adds another risk. If you don't take the vax, you run the risk of getting some kind of respiratory illness. If you do take the vax, you risk some extremely negative consequences of taking the vax, and you can still get some kind of respiratory illness. There seems to be added risk with no additional health benefit. The vaxxers say that even though you can still get a respiratory illness if you take the vax, the illness won't be as serious. I'm not convinced. I haven't seen a single shred of scientifically verifiable evidence to back up that conclusion. To me, if it's all just about making money, the fierce full-court press to get everybody vaxxed does not make sense. My intuition tells me that something more is at stake. So if the vaxxers actually have nefarious intentions, what could that be? One theory is that the vaxxers just want to kill a bunch of people. They planned on thinning the herd the usual way, using war, but they couldn't get that to happen. So they're trying to use the trust that people have in modern medicine as a Trojan horse. They can use trusted medical people to get the general population to allow themselves to be injected with a slow-acting poison that will eventually kill a whole lot of the people who have taken the vax. There's a problem with that. The vaxxers surely realize that the people they don't kill are quite likely to try to kill them. And even with the highest kill rate, they are still going to be vastly outnumbered when this is all over. I am skeptical that mass murder is their main objective. Weird as it seems, I think they might be trying to use 5G and graphene to institute a direct system of mental control of massive amounts of people. A while back, I read somewhere that scientists had learned to use microwave radiation and graphene to control the dopamine levels in mice brains. The scientist pushes a button, and the mouse suddenly feels really, really good. If that really works, it would give the authoritarians the capability of control like this planet has never seen. I don't think we want to see the vaxxers get a billion zombie soldiers under their total control. I'll be the first to admit that this is just speculation on my part. It's a low probability. But if it is true, the sooner we figure it out, the better. I'm hoping someone will check it out. I would be immensely relieved to find out that it's false. But the recent statement that we will own nothing and be happy does not give me comfort. If a control mechanism is built into the 5G, there might be detectable footprints of that control mechanism in the 5G software and hardware. A detailed analysis of the graphene in the shots might also be informative, and the usual investigative techniques could be applied to trace the connections of the people involved. Whatever happens, I suspect it will take decades for the doctors to recover from this mess. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.